You're listening to HowStreet.com Radio, available online at TalkDigitalNetwork.com. Welcome to HowStreet.com Radio, the online source for market opinions. Here is Jim Goddard.
My guest is Tim Cyclesman Wood, editor of Cycles News and Views on Cyclesman.com. He's speaking to us from Gulf Shores, Alabama. Welcome back to the show and Happy New Year.
Jim, thanks for having me and Happy New Year.
Tim, the markets in December had a 10-day downturn that we hadn't seen since 1974. That was the Dow. Now, they've been on an uptrend, but it's not on a consistent basis. What's your analysis of what's happening in the stock markets?
Well, I think that that is all part of the overall setup with where we're at. As we enter 2025, I think we're facing a false optimism on the heels of a false reinflation. I know that, you know, optimism is high based on, you know, the new administration and everything's going to be fine. But like we talked about, I believe in the last or one of the last interviews is that we're not in the same position cyclically as we were for the last Trump administration back in 2017. So I understand the optimism, but what we're seeing is, I think it's a head fake. You know, since we had the low in August on equities, and of course they've turned up, pushed into the December high. They've since retreated. Now we're getting a little bit of a retest. I think that's part of the overall setup. There may be another high out there, but I think we're, you know, trying to make a top here. And coming out of that August, September low time frame, we also saw the commodity complex turn up. And that coincided, of course, with the first interest rate cut back in September. So in connecting the dots, we saw the rate cutting cycle begin. We've seen commodity prices turn up. We've seen equities make another push. And I think it's all part of the setting up for something much bigger in association with a downturn and potentially bursting of this bubble as we go into and through 2025.
Now, people are asking you, or investors are saying, no, it's okay. The stock market looks fine. Just keep pouring money in. Would you have that attitude?
You know, I'm not giving personal or financial advice. Personally, no. I think that what we have seen in the last several months from, you know, August to present is a head fake with the, you know, the rate cutting cycle and a false reinflation. And then, of course, the prosperity or expectation of prosperity with the new Trump administration going into office, and I think it's a head fake. So no, I think 2025 is going to be, you know, I have to see how this setup concludes, but it's I think 2025 is set up, at least at this point, or it looks like it's headed toward being a quite spectacular year, and not in a positive way.
What's your outlook for crude?
Crude oil, like all the other commodities, have, of course, you know, obviously been up. And again, this is part of, you know, since the August, September low, really with crude oil since November, December, it's bounced pretty significantly. I think we crossed the $80 barrier yesterday. But again, I think that this is part of a false reinflation optimism. And when I say reinflation, expectation of economic growth that has come with this rate cutting cycle. And so, you know, just like the rest of the commodities, I think that's what crude oil is thinking it sees here. But again, I believe it to be false.
Is gold going to be a safe haven if the market goes for a downturn?
No. people don't want to hear that. But the sole reason that gold has done, what it has done over the years, is because the reinflation efforts have continued to work. And, I mean, it's a function of like I said, of the inflationary efforts that have succeeded. And, you know, just like if you look back in history, you know, just like at some of the other major tops, when the bubble burst, you know, gold goes down with it. And when I say bubble, the attempted bursting of the bubble. If you look back in 2008, gold turned down. If you look back, even in 2011 and 12, there was a 9-year cycle top. We had a little hiccup in the market and gold was down. Nothing severe. But then with 2020, gold did go up into mid 2020 and then turned down and since has been up. But looking at the cycles, what we're set up for is, I think, again, this gold has been reflective, really all of 20, starting in 23 and all of 24, with this reinflation effort and the expectation of greater and greater and greater inflation. And I'm not minimizing the inflation that we have seen, not in the least. That's why gold has been up. But what I'm saying is I think that we're at a point where that's just about run its course, and we set up for this deflationary turn. Once the inflationary efforts begin to fail, and we turn to deflation, then by default, I think gold will go down with everything else.
We'll have more with Tim Cycles Van Wood right after this.
Don't miss out. Stay informed. Receive the HowStreet.com weekly recap with thought-provoking podcasts, radio, and articles delivered to your inbox. Sign up for the HowStreet.com weekly recap on our homepage at HowStreet.com.
Welcome back. We're speaking with Tim Cycles Van Wood. Tim, we have a question from Robert Ross for you. Hi, Tim. With the dramatic downturn this week, and he's talking about the last 2 weeks of December where we saw a dramatic drop in the Dow, the biggest drop since 1974. He asks, with this downturn, have we crossed the Rubicon? If we have, where do we see the market going ultimately, and can we assume that all asset classes will be heading south?
It's part of the setup. It's a tremor, if you will, before the earthquake. I think that, like I said, I think we're in the last inning or two, probably the last inning. I think we are getting close, very close, to some sort of a major setup or the opportunity. Let's put it that way. With cycles, and let me digress for a minute, technical analysis, you get a setup and that's an opportunity for something to happen. Does the opportunity bite? That remains to be seen. But we're getting to a point where there's an opportunity for this thing to set up. And I think that was, part of that overall setup. And then if it bites, then, I think that this false reinflation we've seen with interest, you know, the long end of interest rates spiking higher, commodity prices, gold, crude oil, all included. Once all that turns with this false reinflation, then yeah, I think all asset classes pretty much go down together. I mean, it is the everything bubble. So, my expectation would be once the setup turns and this, we get the downturn out of this sixth economic cycle, then, you know, yes, absolutely 100%. It all goes down.
What kind of a strategy should you have to deal with this?
Well, typically in a deflationary environment, you know, it's not sexy, but, you know, this one of the safest options is cash. And, you know, not to be gloom and doom, but you look back at some of these last, you know, some of the downturns out of the earlier long-term economic cycles, cash was king. And there was, I hate to say this, but you remember back, when was it now? I lost track of time. A couple of years ago, we started to see some banking issues, and then that got swept under the rug. It was quietly resolved behind the scenes. But if this bites, there's going to be, I think, tremendous real estate issues. I think there's going to be loan defaults. I think there's going to be all kinds of things related to the overvaluation of real estate and other asset classes, and it's going to put pressure on banks, and it's going to, I can foresee banking issues and the demand for people to hold dollars. So I think, like I said, hard dollars may not be a bad idea.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any opinion on the bond market?
Yeah. I think overall rates are headed lower. We've entered the rate cutting cycle on the short end. I think that's going to continue. At this point, I don't see a cut with this next meeting. The matrix that I follow says that it's not likely with this next one, but we are nonetheless in the rate cutting cycle. If we were to see a rate cut here, it would be an unprecedented cut. We're just not to the next stage, I think, where they cut. On the long end, like I said, we've seen the longer-term maturities bouncing out of some lows starting back in September, October, August, September, and I think that is counter-trend, and that once this setup concludes, I think that all the rates pretty much go down together as well. With the flight to quality, you know, people will be moving to bonds, which, you know, understandably, that's a flight to safety.
Tim, anything else we should be keeping a close eye on right now?
No, I think that my warning, like I said, I know we've talked about this bubble for a long time. It's an ongoing thing. Actually, it dates back, you know, 20 years looking at it, you know, from the save job that began at 02 low. And if I can digress to paint the picture for any new listeners or whatever, that, you know, and we had a downturn out of what I found would be the fifth long-term economic cycle since 1800, in 2000 with the dot-com bubble. That was reinflated and coming out of the 02 low with the monetary policy and the push that, you know, that push created, you know, or was the origin for the sixth long-term cycle. All of the previous cycles had been founded on, you know, sound underlying economic conditions, you know, going back into the 1800s, you know, the railroad era and the Industrial Revolution, and then, you know, you move into the post-World War era, the economic expansion then, and then, you know, the technology boom that led us up into the 2000 top. But this entire sixth economic cycle has been based on monetary policy. There's no real, there's nothing economically, you know, no hard economic support. You know, if you look at jobs, the lion's share of the increase in jobs has been government jobs, government spending. And it's a shell of I'm not minimizing the rally. Hell, obviously the Dow's at, you know, 40,000 plus, but it's been based on the reinflation, if you will, of the bubble to prevent what I think is going to put the entire global financial system at risk. But anyway, as we moved out of the 02 low, they pushed us into with that policy, into what was the worst financial crisis since the Great Depression, as we turned out into the 09 low. And if someone Googles that, that's their term, not mine. You know, that's people probably have forgotten, but the 09 low was pretty brutal and was termed, like I said, the worst financial crisis since the Great Depression. And then from there, we were reinflated one more time into the 2020 top. And then from there, we were reinflated yet again with the COVID spending. And now here we sit. So that's it in a nutshell. And I think we're getting close, or much closer. And then I think we see that setup conclude sometime this year. I'm following it and tracking it in the research letter. And anyone that's interested in that, it is available at Cycles News and Views, cyclesman.com. And I, you know, I have the signpost and things to guide us as to the conclusion of that setup. So that's available.
Tim, thank you. Tim, thank you so much for chatting with us.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me.
My guest has been Tim Cyclesman Wood, editor of Cycles News and Views on cyclesman.com. If you have any questions for Tim or for any of our guests, you can send them to info@HowStreet.com. Find us on X at HowStreet. Our YouTube channel is Talk Digital Network. We're also on Facebook. I'm Jim Goddard. Thank you for listening.
Comments made on HowStreet.com radio are an expression of opinion only and should not be construed in any matter whatsoever as recommendations to buy or sell any financial instrument at any time. Available online at TalkDigitalNetwork.com. HowStreet.com radio is a production of HowStreet Media Incorporated.